Today's Shir is Masechta Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. Amen Aleph, at the beginning of the Perek, the beginning of the Mishnah. The Torah Akdoshah says, Reishis Tzoyin Tzenecha Titen Loi. That every time, as given the circumstance that we will learn in the Mishnah and the Gemara, one shears the wolf from his sheep, he has to give as one of the Matnas Kuna the some of that wool to the Kohen. The reason Chazal Miri explains the Torah established this halacha is because, as we know, when Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst the Shvatim, the Kohanim and Levim did not get a share in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachal, wants them to have support, and one of the ways to have support is by having the Reishis Hagayis wool. We extensively learned in the Perek before, in the previous Perek, the halacha of how they had foods, Royal Lechayim V'keva. It was the way they had food, and now this is a way how they had wool that they should be able to have clothing. Even though the mitzvah is called Reishis Hagayis, the mitzvah doesn't only apply Reishis to the first shearing of the wool. All wool, every time we shear the tzon, every time we shear the wool, the sheep, the Torah says that we have to take off some of the wool. So why is it called Reishis Hagayis? Some suggest that as soon as one shears the wool, he should immediately separate some of that wool, as the Mishnah will tell us the exact shiurim, and give it to the Kohen. As all the Mefarshim point out, the mitzvah of Reishis Hagayis is very different than the mitzvah of Truma. Because when we speak about the mitzvah of Truma, the obligation is on the produce. The produce, until Truma is removed, is called Tevel. And there's an obligation to take from that Tevel the Truma and all the other Maestros, etc. Whereas when we speak about Reishis Hagayis is not an obligation on the animal. It's an obligation on the person. Yes, as we're going to learn, sometimes the obligation applies, and sometimes the obligation does not apply, but the obligation is a personal obligation on the person that a person has to give. The Miri further explains, well, how does the mitzvah Reishis Hagayis come into our Masechta? He explains because as a big part of our Masechta obviously has been discussing animals. So the Mishnah here tells us that when one has an animal, part of the obligation that he has is to give from that animal the Reishis Hagayis. Says the Mishnah, again, Reishis, says the Mishnah, Reishis Hagayis Noig Ba'aretz. It applies both in Chutz Laretz and in Chutz Laretz. B'fnei Abayis, u'b'shloi b'fnei Abayis, whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. B'chulin, it applies that animals are chulin. Avloi b'mikdashim, an animal that is Chagdish, doesn't have the din of Mitzvah Hagayis. Many Mefarshim discussed the concept that there was a minig that they used to take the wool that was the Reishis Hagayis wool, and they would use the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emunah says that there was a minig that they would make tzitzis out of the Reishis Hagayis. And not because he explains that there's specifically any kedusha in the Reishis Hagayis, but what it meant was because since it was used for one mitzvah, it should be used for another mitzvah as well. That, however, the Sefer Chus and Haggis from Moshe Sternberg's Shlita Chel Gimel Simen Shimon Beis says it's not really the same. He says, as we just said, and this is very connected to the discussion that we just had. He says when we speak about the mitzvah of something, that there's a mitzvah on the cheftza, there's a mitzvah on the actual item under the discussion. So there we could understand why something which was used for mitzvah should be used for another mitzvah. Famous example is that the matzah, for example, that's designated to be used for Erev Tavshilin, should also be used for Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos Yontif, because that was the actual item that was used for the mitzvah. The Reishis Hageis is not a mitzvah on the Heftza. The Reishis Hageis is on the person, as we just said. A person who has an animal, has a sheep, has to take off Reishis Hageis. So it doesn't mean that the actual wool has Kedusha in it. We have a mitzvah to do Reishis Hageis. And therefore, the halacha, even though he says this is a well-known mitzvah, but if one, I saw the Cheshuke Chemed quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal suggested that if one has in front of him two talesim, and one is a much talesim tzitzis, and one is nicer, and the other one is a rachis hageis, for sure, he says you should use the nicer one because there's no inherent obligation, nor is there inherent kedusha in rachis hageis. Continues the Mishnah, Chaim b'Zroel Chaim b'Keva, as we've been speaking about the Zroel Chaim b'Keva. Says the Mishnah, Zroel Chaim b'Keva are, in a way, more serious than have a more serious halacha than rachis hageis. So Zroel Chaim b'Keva noyim b'boker b'tzoyin. The halacha of Zroel Chaim b'Keva apply by all type of animals. But meruba, whether you slaughtered many animals, or even if you just slaughtered one animal. Whereas rachis hageis ene noyig ela b'rachelis, the halacha is that rachis hageis only apply by sheep, even though the Mishnah uses the word rachelis, which means female sheep. The halacha, however, is that rachis hageis applies by all sheep, female and male. Only by all sheep, and in El Mruba, as we're going to see, there's a specific shear of how much wool you have to accumulate, how many animals you have to be speaking about to be chayiv and rachis hageis. So now, ask the Mishnah, that we have established that the mitzvah of rachis hageis is only by merubah, so the Mishnah wants to know, kamahu merubah, what is considered many? Beshamay m'shtei rachelis, Beshamay says, two sheep, shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when Chizkiyahu, about the Nevuah, on the time of Chizkiyahu, the Pasuk says, Yechaye ish eglis bokeh shtei tzoyin, everybody will have a calf and two sheep, and even though that's really not that much, the Pasuk says that in the time of Chizkiyahu, there was so much bracha, that just with that little amount of, just with the person just having such a small amount of animal, there was bracha. And that's the chiyuv reishis hakohen. It means that much. Beisil omrim chamish. The requirement for reishis hageis is when you have five sheep. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, the pasuk over there is speaking about a gift that Avigail sent to David HaMelech. And the pasuk says, chamish tzoyin asuyis. It speaks about five sheep. Rav Dois ben Akunas Oimer, Chomish Recheles, the shear is five sheep, Geizes Ois, that you have to shear off every one of them, the weight of mono pros, a mon and a half, that's when Yechayiv Bereshis Hageis, but if you're going to have less wool per sheep than that amount, according to Rav Dois ben Akunas, there's no Chiv of Bereshis Hageis, but Chomish Recheles, as soon as you have five sheep, even if you're just shearing from each sheep, just a small amount, there's already chiyuv reishis hageis. Kama, continues the Mishnah, how much of that wool has to be given to the kohen? For kama, noisn loy, mishka chamish sloim, b'yehuda, the weight of five sloim in Yehuda, which the amount of volume and weight there was per sloim was in Yehuda much more than in Galil, and therefore says the Mishnah Shehein, Esa Sloim b'Galil, that's the equivalent of Esa Sloim in Galil. Meluban, says the Mishnah, this weight that we're speaking about is when the wool is white. The bartender explains that after they would shear the wool, they would, the Mishnah is saying, they would whiten the wool. And that way, that takes off some of the dirt that was in the wool. But not only does it take off, obviously, some of the weight that's in the wool, it takes off the dirt from the wool, it also takes off some of the weight from the wool. And that's what the Mishnah means to say, that when we're weighing the wool to determine if we have the amount of wool that we're supposed to have to give to Ferashus Agaz, it has to be Meluban, when it was already whitened, for Leitzoy, not when it's dirty and has all the various impurities in it. Kedei Las Menabega Cotton. What is the reason for this amount? Says the Mishnah, because from this amount of wool, you can make a small garment. Shnema Reishis Gei Tzoyncha Titanloi. The Torah is teaching us that how much Reishis Agez should we give? We should give Reishis Agez to the amount of, we should give the amount of Reishis Agez that will be, that will weigh, that he could have Kadesh Yematana, you can make a decent amount, you can make a decent amount of a garment out of it. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Lahispik Litan Loi, if one did not have the opportunity to give the Reishis Agez, Ache Tzavoy, until he dyed it. So what happens is, by dyeing it, you did a Shinui, you made a significant change in it, and therefore the Reishis Agez, through that act of shinui, becomes the owner's property. It's no longer belongs to the kohen. However, vlivnoi, if all you did that you was just whiten it, clean it, v'leitzovoi, that's not considered an act of shinui. And since it's not considered an act of shinui, you're still chayv to give the reishis hageis. The reason that when you had a shinui, that you're not chayv in Reishis Agez. The halacha is that in any situation, the Gemara Masechta Matzia discusses that if you take something from somebody else and you make a shinu, you do something to change that object, it becomes yours. Here also, that when this person dyed it, he changed it. And therefore, the Rishonim point out that although, as we just said, and we know, as we said, the Gemara Masechta Matzia says that when you make a shinui, it becomes yours. The halacha is, it only becomes yours when you make a shinui, when the shinui that you made is when the shinui that you made is with the intention of stealing it. So if somebody, according to those Rishonim, did a shinui in the Reishis Agez, he colored it, but he did not have any intention to steal it, so then the fact that there was a shinui would be immaterial. However, there are those that disagree. They say that the Mishnah is teaching us that the obligation of Reishis Agez is only when it's in its original state. But if you changed it by coloring it, so that it's not anymore in its original stage, and therefore, since it's not in its original state, you don't have to give it as Reishis. You don't have to give it as Reishis Agez. Says the Mishnah, if somebody bought the wool from a Nachri when it's still attached to the animal, potam Reishis Agez, he doesn't have to give Reishis Agez. However, but if you buy an animal with the wool on it from another Yisrael, im shaya hamoicher, if the original owner kept for himself some wool, so then the seller is chayiv to give the Reishis Agez. However, loishir, if the seller did not keep any of it for himself, so then the obligation is on the haikeach, then the one that bought it is chayiv. Ha'ilah shnei minim, if somebody owned two different types of animals, one is shkufais, one is dirty, they're not and the other one is Levanas, and the other one are white. Umachalai, the seller sold to the buyer the Shchufis, Avalai Levanas, or he sold him the Zucharim, the male, and not the Lodakavis. Zed Naisen La'atzmai, Vezed Naisen La'atzmai, everybody will give their own, each type of animal has its own obligation, and we don't say that they're all included in the same category. Each animal, each type of animal has its own obligation of Reishis HaGeis. As we began, we're discussing the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeis, and there's a machloikus with Shoinim and Achroinim. We had a similar discussion in a previous parak, is when Reishis HaGeis, do you make a bracha? As we said, the meaning of the Gra was to make a bracha when he gave Zroel Lechaim v'keva, and so too is the meaning, according to the Gra, that to make a bracha. However, most paiskim are of the opinion that you don't make a bracha on the Reishis HaGeis, certainly not with Shem Malchus. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in that tshuva that we quoted earlier, says that you don't make a bracha on Reishis HaGeis for a number of reasons. One, it's like the mitzvah tztokah, and as the halacha is that there's no mitzvah of you don't make a bracha by tztokah, and the reason is that you never make a bracha in a situation where it's dependent on somebody else. When one is giving tztokah, it's not only up to the giver, it's also up to the receiver. Here too, the kohen has to be ready to receive the Reishis HaGeis. Furthermore, as we've learned in the beginning of our shiur today, when you give Reishis HaGeis, you're not really being matter anything. In other words, when we take off truma, so we started with tevel, and when we remove the truma, the rest of the produce becomes mutter. But the Reishis HaGeis does not, the removal of the Reishis HaGeis doesn't affect the rest of the wool. That's another reason why there shouldn't be a bracha recited. And therefore, the halacha, as I said, most would not make a bracha b'shem Malchus. And we had a similar discussion that regarding the Shechianu. Most Paiskim hold you would not make a Shechianu when you fulfill the mitzvah Reishis HaGeis the first time of the year. However, some suggest that they did make a Shechianu. I think the Gra made a Shechianu. It's interesting that I did see an opinion that when the Kohen ate Truma, he would make a bracha. Asher Kedushanu b'Kedushaso Shel Aaron v'Tzivanu Lechel as a Truma or whatever Matnas Kuna. And they suggest that the same perhaps would be by Reishis HaGeis, that when the Kohen gets the wool and he uses the wool, he should make that bracha. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, that there is no chiv of Reishis HaGeis by Kachim. Ask them, why is there no chiv of Reishis HaGeis by Kachim? Answers the Gemara, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Reishis HaGeis Tzayncha Titaloi, Tzayncha, the light sign shall Hegdash, your private property, not the sign that belongs to Hegdash. Ask the Gemara, Tam the Kasrach, one at Tzayncha. So we're learning that the reason why there's no mitzvah Reishis HaGeis, because the Torah, by Kachim, because the Torah says, Reishis Tzayncha. Halav Hachi, were there no such Pasuk, Havamina, then we would think that Kachim Chayavim Bereishis HaGeis. That asked the Gemara, but how can we even have such a suggestion? Asked the Gemara. Halav v'nei gizendenu, you're not allowed to cut them. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'loi sagus b'char tzenecha. And therefore, if the halacha is that we're not allowed to cut them, why would we have a havamina? Asked the Gemara, that we should be able to use the Reishis HaGeis, that there would be a din of Reishis HaGeis, they're not chayif. Says the Gemara, there's an isser to cut the Reishis HaGeis. I will say that maybe the Torah is speaking about a case where we cut it where we weren't. So there's a number of turot. So first of all, some suggest it would be a mitzvah above Avera. Another say that, as we learned in the Mishnah opinion of Beis Hillel, you have to have five animals. So a private person can have a person can have five animals and have an obligation to give reishis hageis from those five animals. You can't say that kachim are owning five animals. Those five animals are not something that is a group that is owned by kachim as part of the kachim's property. Answers. So we're back to where we started. Why would we need a pasuk to teach us that there's no reishis hageis by kachim? Says the Gemara, indeed. If we're talking about animals that are designated for the mizbeach, there's no need to have a pasuk for reishis hageis. Here, we're talking about kachim by the kabayis. The kachim by the kabayis was money that were donated to the hegdish, and the halach is that doesn't have the kedushas aguf. And therefore, there we need a pasuk to say that if Hegdish owns animals, there's no chiv of reishis hageis. It's interesting to point out why is that type of kachim called kachay bedek habayis. I saw an interesting pshat. The Radak says, the Mitzvah Tzion says that part of the responsibility of Hegdish is to constantly bidik, constantly check and evaluate that everything that belongs to Hegdish is in the best of condition, best shape. And therefore, the word bidik, bedek, is most appropriate. We're constantly checking if it's in proper shape, says the Gemara. How can we say that that's what's meant? That the Torah is telling us that there's no chiv of gracious against but bed the kabayis. Ask them of Amr Belozer, cut your bed the kabayis, assume begiz vavoido. That you're not allowed to cut or work with cut your bed the kabayis. Answers the Gemara, that how halacha is mid the Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon institute such a rule? Explain the Rishonim. Because as we just learned, you're not allowed to work with cut your haguf. They were concerned that if you're going to be working with kachay bedek habayis, you may come to work with kachay aguf as well. So that's why a rule was instituted midrabanan that there should be no work allowed to be done with it. And therefore explains the Gemara. Salkatat chamina, hoil midiraisa. Since midiraisa, you are allowed to shear the wool of kachay bedek habayis. Midiraisa b'nei giza nenu. So maybe the halacha ought to be hecha de gozislei, where you did cut the wool, leisavlei, that the halacha is that you're not. Ask the Gemara, but how would we think that we could give that to the kohen? For a kaddish law, you will magdish that. And once you will magdish it, you can't just give it to the kohen to use something that's hegdish for his own purpose. Answers the Gemara, of course. Saka data chamina. Maybe what it meant to say was that lifrik velezavlei. What we're meant to say was that we should have to redeem it and give and compensate hegdish for whatever it's worth, and then give the kayin and give the kayin the reishis hageis. Ask the Gemara, v'abaya mad v'arocha. The halacha is that when we are redeeming something, animals that belong to Hegdish, we have to have them standing on their feet and assess their value. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's not something that could be done with wool that's already sheared. So says the Gemara, Hanich Lemandomer, says the Gemara, there's actually machloikish. So Hanich Lemandomer, Kotch Bede Gabais, Lohe Bechlaha Modav Arocham, according to the opinion that there is no such requirement by bedek habayis, so this question is not a question. However, Elaman Domer that says that the chiv of Hamod Arochi even applies because of bedek habayis meikel meimer, says the Gemara, what the pasuk is coming to speak about suggests the Gemara Amar Ramani Bar Patish Mishum Rav Yani Hocham Magdish Bemtel bedek habayis chus migizoseha. Somebody was magdish an animal for bedek habayis besides the wool. Salkadat chamina. So since the wool is not hegdish, so we would think ligzas v'leisavle, the halacha of reishis hageis should apply, and we should have to cut that wool and give it to the kohen. Therefore, says the krat soincha v'leishal hegdish. Ask the Gemara if that's the case that you will magdish the animal besides the wool. So then we could explain the Mishnah comes back to Gemara and say, we're talking about a case where somebody will be magdish the animal without the wool. So therefore, there is no isser of cutting that wool. And we would think, therefore, there's a din of reishis hageis, and the Mishnah is telling us that not. Says the Gemara, there is no way of explaining the Mishnah that is speaking about kedushas of mizbeach. Because if you're going to cut the wool off something that has kachim aguf, kachshi, you make the animal weaker. And that's something that we're not allowed to do to Hegdish. So the Gemara is saying, we can't assume it's speaking about a case where you cut it, because you're not allowed to cut it, because you're making it weak. Ask the Gemara if that is the halacha, that we have to avoid letting kachshim become weak. So ask the Gemara, so then the same question could be by Bedek Abayis Nami. Yachi asked the Gemara, by Kach Bedek Abayis Nami, Kachashi, they'll get weak. Dhamma, says the Gemara, the Pasuk is speaking about a case, Chutz Megiza V'Krisha, that when the person was Magdashit, he was Magdashit up front, that it should not be, that if the wool, and if it gets weakened, should not be Hegdish. So ask the Gemara, so if that's the way you're explaining the Mishnah, and that's why we need a Pasuk to tell us there's no Reishis against by Kachet Bedek Abayis, so ask the Gemara, Kachet Bedek Abayis Nami, Dom Chutz Megiza V'Krisha, that the person was Magdashit Kachet Aguf, with that stipulation, says the Gemara, by Kachet Aguf, it's different than by Kachet Bedek Abayis. Once you're Magdashit, once you're magdish with a kedushas aguf, pacha kedusha bekula, the kedusha spreads to the entire animal, and once the kedusha spreads to the entire animal, and if you'll do something to take that wool, you'll be doing mila behegdish, but that won't apply. This concept of kacha pashta kedusha bekula does not apply by something by Kachet Bedek Abayis. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that by Kedusha Saguf, by Kachet Mizbeach, there is a concept of Pashta Kedusha Bekula? Says the Gemara, Domer Reb Yossi, V'loi Megdoshim Oimer, by Kachet, if somebody says Ragla Shazu Oila, he's making the foot of an animal Oila, Kula Oimer, then we say Pacha Kedusha Bekula, and the entire animal is designated as a carbon oilam. And says the Gemara, Filu Rameya Domer Ein Kula Oila, he doesn't subscribe automatically to the concept of Pacha Kedusha Bekula. Hanimili, when does he say that? Dagdash Davashena Sham Tluiba, when you were Magdash a foot. The foot is not something that the animal's life obviously depends on. Aval Higdish Davish and Estudia Tuluiba, if you were Magdish something of the animal that the animal's life depends on, even he agrees to Kacha. So, right now, the Mishnah that says that Mereshit Gaze only applies by Kula not Kachim, we're speaking about where somebody was Magdish the animal, and why do we need a Pasuk? We're speaking about an animal that you were magdish for Bedek Abayis, chutz migezosel mikichasha asoy, except for you didn't include the wool and the weakening of the animal. Rava says that the case is of the Mishnah that we need a pasuk. It's speaking that there's no reishis hageis by kachim. It's speaking about a case of magdish giza atzma. Somebody was just magdish wool itself. Sakadat chamina. And therefore, we would perhaps say, Ligzois, take that wool, the Lifrei Pileis of Lei, and redeem it, because of course, as long as it's Hegdish, you can't give it to the Kayin, it belongs to Hegdish. So maybe we would think that at that, redeem it, and then give from that wool, Reishis Agoyis to the Kayin. Amakra says, Rava, that's why the Pasuk says, Reishis Geis Soncha Titanloi, Mish Enem Achus Al Gizizav Nasina. When is there an obligation of Reishis Hageiz? All you need to do is cut off the wool and give it to the Kohen. Here, as we just explained, there would be another step required. There would be a requirement to redeem the wool. Yotzeh shemchus gzizo b'diya. Then in order to be able to give to the Kohen the Reishis Hageiz, we have to go through a redemption step and the Sina and give it to the Kohen that way. And that's why in such a case, the Rav is saying that there is no din of Reishis Hageiz, because the Torah says there's only Chiv Reishis Hageiz where there are only two steps involved, not a third required step of redemption. Ela Tzoncha, says the Gemara, according to Rav, the word Tzoncha L'may Asa, what is it coming? We learn it from the fact that there's the next step. And since the Gemara comes to teach us, L'chenya, Behemus HaShutfim, if an animal that's owned by partners, Chai Bereshus HaGeis. That's a Chai Bereshus HaGeis. And I sort of, Chaim Brisker explains why over here an animal that's owned by partners is Chai Bereshus HaGeis. Because the Chiv is on each partner. It's not a din in the wool. If it was a din in the wool, so there we could discuss some wool is chai, some wool is not. Here it's a din in the partner, and since they're both mechuyev, that's why you give it. Revelia Poiter. Ask the Gemara, that says that an animal that's owned a partnership, there's no din of Reishis Hageiz. Amakrat Soincha, he used the word Soincha v'loishel shutfus. However, ask the Gemara now, the Rabbanan we just said, hold that when an animal is owned by partnership, there is a chiv of Reishis Hageiz. So ask the Gemara, so what does the Pasuk of Tzoncha come to teach us according to him? According to Rabbanan, Lamoti Shutfus Avd Kechavim, that if it's a partnership that's owned by Jews, by a Jew and a non-Jew, there's no chiv Reishis Hageiz. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Loi, who used this pasuk for a partnership between Jews, Rabbi Loi Shutfus Oiv de Kachavim Menolei, where will he know that if there's a partnership with a non-Jew, there also is no chiv of Reishis Hageiz? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalei Mereish Dekra. He learns it from the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk that speaks about Reishis Hageiz speaks about Truma. Tarek Daisha says, Reishis Degantcha Tirosh Kvitzerecha Titan Loi. And from the word Degantcha we learn that v'loy shutfus chavim, and since by truma, if you own the produce together with a nachri, there's no chiv of truma, we learn from here, the same will be if there's a shutfus with a nachri. Ask the Gemara, v'rabbonon, the Rabbanon who learned that halach from Tzoncha, why don't they learn the way Rabbi Loi learned it from truma? Answers the Gemara, because when the Torah speaks of a Reishis Hageiz, the Pasuk uses the word Reishis again. The Pasuk, as we just read, begins with the word Reishis. Reishis the Gantcha Tiroshcha. And then when the Pasuk continues speaking about Reishis Hageiz, again uses the word Reishis. What is the Torah teaching us? Hifsek and Yinyin, that the din of Reishis Hageiz and the din of Truma are two separate, distinct subjects. So now Gemara asks to Rabbi Loi that you learned the halacha of Reishis Hageiz from Truma. How do you learn the halacha of Reishis Hageiz from Truma? The Torah is separating them. Says the Gemara, if you look at the word Reishis, what it says, Reishis Hageiz, there's a vav there. Had the arve to connect them and say one can be learned from the other. Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, if that's that, why can't we learn it from Truma? Answers the Gemara, if we can learn it, loy nichtav rachmana rach loy vav v'loy reishis. Why did the Torah have to write the word reishis, which indicates that reishis hageiz is a separate halacha? And the Torah also wrote the letter vav, which connects them. Wouldn't it have been better just not to write anything? Why did the Torah have to write it this way? To teach us that we should not learn the halacha of Reishis Hageiz, that even though they're somewhat similar, but we can't learn one from the other. Rabbi Loi, so how will Rabbi Loi address this? Either the high, says the Gemara, since Reishis Hageiz has a Kedushas Domim, the high Kedushas Aguf, so they're not similar. As we've been saying, Truma has a Kedushas Aguf. The best raya that Truma has Kedushas Aguf is we know if a Yisrael were to eat Truma, Rachman Slon, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. There is no such halacha on Reishis Hageiz. Haid the Hai is only the Reishis Hageiz only has Kedushas Tomim. For Hai, Truma has Kedushas Aguf, Pasukla. So the Gemara had to separate them because they are not really the same. But then the Torah Vahada Arvale with the Vav to teach us we could learn the halacha of reishis hageiz from truma, and therefore we learn the halacha of shutfas akum is pata from reishis hageiz from truma, and therefore the word tzaincha is available to teach us the halacha of shutfas yisrael. The rabbanon, who as we've been learning, don't agree with that approach, and say that you can't learn the halacha of reishis hageiz from truma. Therefore, they're separate, they're different, and the pasuk separated them. We need the tzaincha to teach us the halacha when there's a shutfas nachri, and they will hold us when a shutfas yisrael, there is a chiv of reishis hageiz. Fibay Seima says there were another way of explaining this pasuk, this gemara, is actually the rabbanon's opinion is shutfas oiv tikham truma na'bana chayiv mechayiv. Yes, we can learn the halacha of reishis hageiz from truma. But their opinion is that even by truma, when you have a shutfas of a nachri, that you have to take off truma. Rashi discusses at length, if there's a chiyuv taking off truma when you have a shutras with nachri, how would you do so? So the simplest way of doing it, Rashi says, is if this person has other tevel available to him and to himself, if he has other tevel available to himself, what he'll do is he'll use that tevel to take off from this tevel. That's one approach that I saw. Another approach is you'll take off double the amount, and once you will take off double the amount, then you'll have enough to take off the proper amount of truma. The question that Rashi also asks, if that's the case, that even shutfas akum is chayiv in truma, what is the word degoncha to come to teach us? One pshat Rashi says is that we know what is the moment that produce becomes obligated in truma is with meruach, when we smooth out the top. That means when we finish all of the processing of the tefuah. And the Torah is teaching us if the nachri did that digun, if the nachri did the finishing processing, then that truma will never be chayiv in truma. Another pshat that Rashi says is that the Torah has come to teach us that let's say a nachri owns property in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a fundamental question, if yesh kinyan lenachri, does a nachri have the ability does a nachri have the ability to own property in Eretz Yisrael, to be mafkia, to take away the obligation of trumas and maestras? And what we're learning here, says the Gemara, according to Rashi, that's what this pasuk will be teaching us, that yesh kinyan lenachri, a nachri can own property in Eretz Yisrael, lafkia midei trumas and maestras, that there should be a chiv of maestras. The Tanya, and the Braisa elaborates, what will be the halacha of a nachri and a Jew own produce together? Yisrael v'avdekam shalach usada b'shutfas, that they own a property in partnership. We have here a situation of tevel v'chulin meravim zebezeh, tevel and chulin are mixed together, divrei Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel oimer, she Yisrael chayiv, the Yisrael is chayiv shalach v'avdekam potter. Says the Gemara, what is the machloikus? So says the Gemara, atkan lo pligi, the machloikus of Rebbe Yom Shimon Gamliel as the mass of Shimon Gamliel holds, breira. That means, when you take every kernel of grain, what you're doing is, it's partially owned by the Jew, and partially owned by the non-Jew. So what you'll do is, we say breira. When you designate what's the truma, retroactively, it was always meant that that's yours, and the other's the nachri. And Rebbe, umasava ein breira. Avos shutfas. So that's the question, how it would be able to take off trumas and maestras. But says the Gemara, Aval shutfas, that they're considered shutfim, says the Gemara, that everybody will agree that they're considered shutfas, the Avdi Kacham, the Rakel, Chayavas, everybody will agree that there is a chi of trumas and maestras. Bibay Seima, another way to learn that how does Rabbi Loi know that if there's a shutf with a nochri in that wool, there's no chiv reishis ageis. Says the Gemara, Tvayu, both halachas, both halacha if you're a shutif with another Jew, or both if you're a shutif with a nachri, tzoyin chanafka. Says the Gemara, how? Shutfus lav to cover my tama. Why is it, says Rabbi Loi, is the halacha that if you're shutif with a nachri, you're not chayv and reishis ageis? The Torah says it has to be your wool, tzoyincha, your wool, and if it's something that you own in partnership with a nachri, it's not yours. So therefore, says Rabbi Loi, the Yisrael nami loy miyachtalei. When you own it in partnership with another Yisrael, it's also not yours alone. And when it's not yours alone, there is no chiyuv of reishis ageis. Says the Rabbanon who disagree, and the Rabbanon who differentiate between if you're shutif with a nachri versus when you're shutif with a Jew. Says the Rabbanon, I've dechavim la ba'achiyuvim hu. A non-Jew has no chiyuv of reishis ageis. Since he has no chiyuv of reishis ageis, that's why his being partner here exempts us from reishis ageis. But if you partner with another Jew, he's a bar chiyuva. He is chayv reishis ageis. So the fact that I don't own him myself, says the Rabbanan, is not a reason for exemption. Amar Rava. Beret says Rava, Maid Rabbi Loi betruma. Rabbi Loi will agree that even though Rabbi Loi just said that when it comes to reishis ageis, in any form of partnership, you're not, whether with a Jew or a nachri, there's no reishis ageis. But Rabbi Loi will agree that when you have a partnership by truma with a Jew, Yechayiv. Avagav, even though the Torah uses the words reish, the goncha, which would teach us didach in the shutas loy, only something that you own by yourself has a chi of truma, not something you have with a partnership. But says the Torah, kos rachmana trumaseichem, the loshen rabim, says the Gemara. So now we have a conflict. On one hand, it says trumascha dot goncha, which means it has to be yours exclusively. On the other hand, it says trumaseichem, which is a loshen rabim, so which means even a partnership. How do we reconcile this? Ella de goncha lamali, the muti shiftas of the kachavim. And going back to the way we began our shir, we could well understand this halacha, because we began our shir today by differentiating between the chiv of Truma and the Chiv on Reishis Ageis. The Chiv on Truma is a Chiv on the produce. So therefore it doesn't make a difference how many people own that produce. Whereas the Chiv on Reishis Ageis is a Chiv on the individual, and the Torah is saying only one individual is Chiv Reishis Ageis, not when we have more than one owner to that Reishis Ageis. Says the Gemara, Chala. When we speak about the chiyuv of taking challah, afagav d'ksiv mi reishis, v'lik of meimur, and therefore an argument can be made, nail of reishis, reishis, reishis ageis, we should learn the halach from reishis ageis, and according to Beloi, mal and halam, just like by reishis ageis, we're learning the shutfus loy, there's no reishis ageis by a situation of shutfus. Afkan, here too, the halach should be the shutfus loy, that if it's own b'shutfus, there is no chiyuv challah, teaches us Gemara, Arisa Seichem, says the Gemara, Elatam Diksiv Arisa Seichem. So why are we saying that Chala is Chai B'Shutfis? Because the Tosh says Arisa Seichem, Halav Achav and Nail of Nail Mereshus Ageis. Otherwise, we would have learned it from Reshus Ageis. But ask the Gemara, why would we learn Chala from Reshus Ageis? Adarabba, doesn't it make more sense to learn Chala from Truma? And why would we think to learn from reishis ageis? And the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, here there are two options of a hekesh. We can learn it from reishis ageis, or we can learn it from truma. If we learn it from truma, there'll be a chiv truma. If we learn it from reishis ageis, there won't be a chiv. And the rule is that whenever we can learn something lekula lechumra, we go lechumra. Says the Gemara, you're right. Halchinami. Indeed, we learn it from truma, that when the dough is on b'shutfis, there's a chiyuv challah. Ask the Gemara, Ella Risei Seichem Lamali. So what is the amount, what is the pasuk of Risei Seichem come to teach us? Kedei Risei Seichem. That there's a certain amount of dough that has to be built, that has to be made, that there should be a chiyuv challah, which is the amount of the mon that they got, that every person got that much mon, omer, That's how much dough you minimally have to have a chiyuv challah. Peya, continues the Gemara. The peya, the Torah says that we have to leave the peya, says the Gemara, yichai by shutfus. Again, says the Gemara, the afgav the ksiv sotcha, even though the Torah used the word sotcha, which would teach us the doch in shutfus loy, kosev rachmana bekutzruchem et sir atzachem, to teach us bekutzruchem, even when it's owned by rabbim, even when it's owned in partnership, yichayiv and peya. Says the Gemara, el sotcha, if that's the case, sotcha lamali, what do we learn from the word sotcha? Says the Gemara, lamuti shutas ad chavim, that if you own a property in partnership with a nachri, then there is no chiyiv peya. Says the Gemara, b'chayra, the chiyiv of designating the firstborn animals a b'char, afgav the ksiv kol b'char, shivad l'cha b'b'karcha u'b'tzayncha. The word b'karach b'tzanch halosh and yachid, the dach in the shutvus loy, it only would be an animal that you own by yourself, not in partnership. But says the Gemara, kas rachmana u'b'kairis b'karachem b'tzanchem, that even if you own it in partnership, there's still the din of b'chayr will apply. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. El b'karach b'tzanch lamali. So what do we learn from b'karach b'tzanch? Says the Gemara, lamutei shutvus ayv dekachavim, that if you own an animal in shutvus with a nachri, then there is no chiyuv a b'chayrah.